Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Who's that?
The request for more rock and roll on the Bob and Ray Show.
Oh, that phone has been... I spent 2 hours today answering calls about that.
All day long I've been calling. It went over very, very, very big.
And speaking, of course, of the P-Knuckles, the new rock and roll group that we introduced yesterday, did we? Or the day before?
Yesterday, wasn't
it? Yesterday, yeah. Kind of a Thanksgiving present from us.
Well, we're going to get to work in just a second. Somebody in the audience is holding up a big card.
Yes, we're going to let them.
Interesting. You turn a mic towards them. They're holding up a sign that says, "I'm from Topeka, Kansas,"
and they're waving. The people can't see them. Hello.
Hi.
Boy.
You gonna play more rock and roll?
Yes.
I came all the way from Topeka to see the P-Knuckles.
Well, they're right behind the curtain. In just a moment, we're going to pull the curtain aside. You'll see them and hear them. On their new waxing on the cookie label of Ma 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 Rock.
Hey,
are
you gonna put your axe curtain?
Yeah, I think we're ready now. There you are, Topeka. Close the curtain. Leave it, let them sing behind you.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Pina.
Ma 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 Ma.
Boy, that's good, isn't it? That is the shortest record.
Just about enough, too, you know. That song is just right. If it was a little longer, it'd be too long.
How'd you like that, Topeka?
Terrific. I wonder would they come out for our annual charity ball.
Well, you'd have to speak to them about it. I know they're accepting bookings well into 1960.
Right. Well, I'll have to talk with them then after the show.
Sure. Talk to their manager.
Please be quiet, if you would. Wally Ballou is out again today. Another America on the March.
He didn't get home, incidentally, for Thanksgiving dinner at all yesterday.
He didn't, huh?
No.
It's a shame. But as we explained, though, I mean, that's
job,
a job,
job,
right?
Sure. Yeah,
you bet. Today, he is somewhere. I don't know where, but he's ready to come in now, live, wherever you are. Wally Ballou.
Lee Ballou speaking from the basement of Bascom Belair's house in Wantagh, Long Island. And perhaps you can tell by the echoey effect here that this is a large cavernous cellar, one where Mr. Belair conducts his business, I guess. Is that right, sir? Bascom, if I may call you that.
I wish you would. Well, actually, Mr. Ballou, you're here for the first day of my actual going into business.
Well, I was told you've been in business some 20 years, sir.
Oh, I have. You see, 20 years ago on this date, November 27th, 1939...
That was a good year.
I made a batch of scotch.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted the good aged scotch, a 20-year scotch.
Uh-huh.
20-year-old scotch. So it's just ripening and coming due today on this November 27th.
So it's 20 years old today, is that so?
20 years old today.
How much did you make? Several vats or...?
Six bottles. Uh-huh. I made it on November 26th. And then I let it sit overnight, and then I bottled it... on the 27th, and kept them right here next to the coal bin.
So now you expect, of course, you've been bottling it ever since, I suppose, so you keep up a day-to-day 20
years. I just made the six bottles, and it's been a tight 20 years trying to eke out a living, waiting for this to age. Fortunately, my wife mentioned to me about 11 years ago that I should have made a bottle every day.
Well, that would have been more practical. That was some 20 years I would have.
It was too late. I said that after 11 years, for instance, or 9 in that case.
You'd still have a break of 9 years.
9 years, and I just couldn't afford it.
Have you got much of a staff here? Have you kept a staff on?
I've kept just a girl who was going to take orders whenever they can.
Have you consigned this shipment to any orders yet?
Nobody has ordered it yet. I'm instituting a large advertising campaign. Hired one of the big advertising agencies there in New York.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have big spectacular, we hope, on radio. Newspaper, magazines, billboards.
I really don't think you'll have much trouble getting rid of these six bottles.
What?
I don't think you'll have trouble getting rid of these six bottles.
No. And stickers for the back of the automobile. I'm going to put, we've been to Luray Caverns.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have that. The only thing is, would you like to have a... No, I better not. I think...
not on the radio, please.
Right. Well, it's...
going to be a nice souvenir.
I hate to open one of these bottles because to make any kind of profit, I'll have to sell all of these.
All six of them, yes.
Looks good, though, doesn't it?
It looks beautiful. Beautiful color.
Oh, how did I... Oh.
Get that shelf there.
Oh.
Well, you still have five, and... What do you plan to do now in the next 20 years, if this works out?
Get a haircut.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks very much, Mr. Belair. Name very similar to mine, I notice. And this is Radio's Wally Belew, speaking from the Belair Cellar, returning it now to Barbara Gray.
Rather sad ending there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's a long time to wait for a disappointment of that kind. Hey, do you think we should tell everybody?
Right well, now? I think they'd probably appreciate the tip, yeah.
Friends, this Sunday night, CBS Radio's Goose Pimple Derby Suspense brings you another tale well calculated to give you the willies.
It's all about a mild-mannered retired man named Billy Batson who's kidnapped by four desperate men and held captive in a ramshackle, deserted, all-night movie.
And a while away the time, his captors play Monopoly for real money.
And while we won't spoil your fun by telling you how Billy Batson outwits the thugs, we will just hint that he soon has them at each other's throats by kibitzing one of them into trading Boardwalk and Park Place, get this, to another for Marvin Gardens and a get-out-of-jail-free card.
Don't miss Murder Over Monopoly, another tale well calculated to keep you in suspense, Sunday night on CBS Radio.
You think they swallowed all that guff?
Well, they might listen anyway, I guess. Here's Natalie Attired, friends, their usual Friday visit. And have you given up the college songs as of this week, or what?
Yes, because most of the big games will be all over tomorrow. Then the only thing you have then are bowl games on the New Year's. So
yeah.
I'm just going to say Pop's songs.
You're going to go back to pop songs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what have you picked for today?
I have a very unusual song to say today. I'm going to be assisted vocally by, or orally, as the case may be,
uh-huh,
by Eddie, my drumming assistant.
Right.
Eddie and I
are
going to say one of the songs from Gypsy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good score from that show, isn't it?
It's called Together, Wherever We Go.
All
Eddie,
right,
if you would, please.
All right, I'm going to drum and say at the same time.
Yes.
Together. We may not go far, but sure as a star, wherever we are, it's together.
Wherever I go, I know he goes.
Wherever I go, I know she goes.
No fits, no fights, no feuds, and no egos.
Amigos. Together.
Through
thick and through thin.
All out,
all in.
And whether it's win,
place, or show.
With
you for me and me for you, we'll huddle through whatever we do together,
wherever we go.
I don't think you needed that.
One word, capsule comment, critique. Phew.
I think maybe you better
stick
to solos.
I thought it was rather good and different.
Hey, I meant to ask you last week. You met Mary Magoon for the first time. Nat.
What?
You met Mary Magoon for the first time last week.
Charming old lady.
Did you go out and have dinner together? And...
No, I don't think we strike it off too well. I just think there's more or less of a conflict in personalities.
Well, she's never been too high for us to get along with. I thought maybe you had pleasant times. You started off very well, anyway.
Well, I tell you, you pick your friends.
Oh, I'm not trying
I'll
to force
pick mine. Now, is that a fair enough arrangement, buddy?
Well, I guess it's all right.
Good.
I'm not trying
money.
To start anything
money
between
the yeah. By a blast.
Okay. Ah, then. What else do we have to do here? Oh, really?
Yes. Not? You know, there's one thing about unsightly dandruff.
People who haven't wanted to get rid of it, right?
Right, and think you know how they can do it in just 3 minutes.
That's right. Dandruff bothers most men and most women, too. So listen, today you can get rid of embarrassing dandruff in just 3 minutes. Yes, with Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo, unsightly dandruff's gone in 3 minutes. It's the quickest, easiest... Did you drop something?
My earphone.
Oh. Yes, it's the quickest, easiest of all leading shampoos. And that's not all. Using Fitch regularly is guaranteed to keep embarrassing dandruff away. Simply apply in the unique Fitch manner. Before you wet your hair, rub in 1 minute. Now this way, Fitch shampoo penetrates right down to the scalp. Next, add water and lather for 1 minute. And you wash every trace of dandruff out of your hair. Then rinse 1 minute, and all that loosened dandruff goes down the drain. In 3 minutes with Fitch, one rubbing, one lathering, and one rinsing, dandruff's gone. And never forget, gentle Fitch can also leave your hair up to 35% brighter. To get rid of dandruff problems forever and brighten your hair, too, use Fitch regularly. Get Fitch Dandruff Remover Shampoo today, only 59 cents.
Well said.
Telephone.
Well, there's the phone. Hello, Bob and Ray Show.
Hello. Hello, Ray. How are you?
Oh, no, this is Bob.
Hey, Ray, baby. How you doing?
Steve Bosco, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Ray.
Hello, Steve. No, this
Get
is Bob.
Get up there. Put on Bob.
Ray's right. outside, Steve.
Bob?
How are you?
Steve, how are you?
Where are you calling from?
Annapolis.
Annapolis, Maryland.
Annapolis, Maryland. Hey. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Hello.
Steve. Hey, look.
What are you doing down there?
Well, the sheriff let me use the phone. He said I could make one call.
You're not in jail again,
oh,
are
yeah,
you?
I am.
Because this
and
happened...
it looks really serious this time. I see what I try to do is try to get the Navy's goat and give it to the Army for the big game.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, this is typical of it.
And inadvertently, somehow or other, I got signing checks down here last night. I was having a swinging time.
Yeah, well, this is one of your failings, you know. You've done this all over the country.
Yeah.
We told you last time.
I think this is the most I've ever done, though. It's up over 1,100 fish.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I need some money, and I need it by about an hour.
Well, we told you last time we weren't going to stand for this.
$1,100 to Steve Bosco, the most expensive hotel in Annapolis.
Well, I don't think we can help you out this time.
This is Steve Bosco, rounding third, being thrown out of the hall.
Boy, time and time again he does that, doesn't he?
Yes. Well, I'll tell you, it's good to hear from him, really. It's been years, I think, since we heard from Steve Bosco.
I think you ought to have a real good talk with him and send him out on the straight and narrow. He either reports or he doesn't.
Yeah, did you have much turkey left over at your house?
Yeah, got enough for the next 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
It was good, though.
Let's see, tomorrow I suppose we'll be what on turkey
croquettes.
Hash or croquettes?
Croquettes tomorrow.
You know, if I know a fella never ate croquettes.
Why
at home or in a restaurant?
Why is that?
Well, in a restaurant, he knew he didn't know what was in them. And he wouldn't eat them at home because he knew what was in them.
Well, do you have another relative we can talk about?
No, not tonight, Gracie.
Mm-hmm.
But anything else we should do before we let the curtain fall here at the beloved Bob and Ray?
Well, we should thank, while we think of it, Joe Cabibbo and Joe Alonzo and Cyril Tortia and Dick Howland.
I
threw a new one in there.
Where'd that thing come from?
And we'll have a word about safety in just 10 seconds.
Now, friends, here's Bob with a word about safety.
Careful.
Right. Whatever happened, engineer's name John Smith. Anyway, Cyril, of course. Till Monday. Have a nice weekend. This is Ray Goulding reminding you to write it to your work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network. CBS Radio Network.